The Ed Show at MMS 2012. Rick Claus here, and I snagged once again because he was so good the first time. Josh Heller again to come back and talk about something a little bit different.
My pleasure.
Thanks for coming back, man.
No, hey, this is great. My pleasure.
Today is about access. Yes. This time around. So, you know,
access to the database, right?
No, okay. I thought the 2000, it's going to be an Access 2003 to 2007 migration is what it was.
Yeah,
Access.
We're going to talk upgrades, right?
You got it.
Okay,
cool. No, I'm talking about Access. I live, die, and breathe everything about remote access into the network at Microsoft.
Cool.
And I talk to people all the time that also are obviously dealing with VPNs and dealing with connectivity issues. And we have a solution. It's called Direct Access.
We do.
So I want to know, what's the inside scoop? What's going on with Direct Access for Server 2012?
Great question. So, yeah, Direct Access, it's a great technology. When we introduced it, the feedback we got was that, you know, it's a great technology. It's so nice. It's different than a VPN because I don't have to trust my users to remember to VPN in. And inevitably, clients that VPN in, they look like they're disconnected from the network. It's all about coming in rather than managing out. And, you know, hey, we're at MMS. We're talking about management. So how do we enable our IT pros to manage out to those desktops and those laptops as they come in from the edge? So Direct Access had great bones. What we really wanted to focus on for Server 2012 was, how do we make it easier to deploy? And you know, that's kind of like a key focus across Windows Server 2012 is, we've got all this great new functionality. How do we get it out in the hands of IT pros faster and easier and make the learning curve a lot shorter?
Yeah. So one of the challenges that came across when I was talking about Direct Access in the previous version was that it did have complexity to the setup.
Yeah.
It also had some requirements that potentially didn't fit all the different sizes of businesses that were out there. Yeah. And so what has changed specifically around the setup? You said we made it easier.
We have made it easier.
Like what?
So we really took two approaches. We recognized that, you know, we've got really big companies that are using Direct Access, but we also have a lot of really small companies that want to use Direct Access.
Exactly.
We're trying to look at how do we sort of cater to both. So within the setup experience for Direct Access and WinServer 2012, we took the approach of saying, you know what, let's build in like an express setup wizard. Let's make it literally three clicks to go from nothing to fully blown. I'm serious, three clicks. I can show it to you. And we're also sort of removing some dependencies in the infrastructure. You know, we have Forefront Unified Access Gateway, and UAG, it's a great tool for what it is. And the challenge is we've got a lot of organizations that are only implementing UAG to support Direct Access. And we give you Direct Access out of the box with Windows Server. We wanted to make it as easy as possible for our customers to get running on DA and not have to put out this full-blown UAG infrastructure at the edge. So for most scenarios, I'm really excited to say we've removed the need to have UAG as part of the Direct Access deployment in WinServer 2012.
Okay, so I'm going to put you to task, man. You said three clicks.
Let's do it.
Can I count the clicks? Or
let's count the clicks.
Okay. Let's see.
All right, thanks.
Let's see.
Okay, so what we're going to do, I'm actually going to pull up in my configuration an Edge server that hasn't been provisioned yet.
Okay.
So here I've got my Edge server. Let's go ahead and make this a little bit easier to see. And on my Edge server, basically all I've done is I've enabled the remote access role within Windows Server 2012. Within that role, it gives us basically really simple setup for both Direct Access as well as VPN. So what we're going to do here is actually, we've got two choices. We can either run the Get Starting Wizard or the Remote Access Setup Wizard. And think of this as basically really, really easy and slightly less easy. So we're going to run the really, really easy three-click setup. So all I need to do is choose Run the Getting Started Wizard, and it's going to give me a few options. I'm going to choose to deploy Direct Access only today.
I like how it does give you that option to do multiples, right?
Yeah, because we do recognize there are going to be cases where our customers do want to deploy Direct Access as well as VPN. So let's give them a unified experience. Because like you said, it's remote access. We want to give them a remote access solution.
Yep.
So now I can make a choice. You know, I can deploy in an edge. I can deploy behind an edge device. And this is another really interesting new feature of Direct Access in WinServer 2012. We can now actually deploy behind a NAT device. So for a lot of our smaller customers, where the expense or difficulty of getting a public IPv4 address is just too difficult out on the internet edge, we can now deploy behind an existing internet infrastructure.
Oh, okay.
For today, though, we're going to go ahead and say this is sitting out on the edge, and I need to give it a name. How are the customers going to, how are the clients going to connect into this?
Yep.
So I'm going to use good old contoso.com. I'm going to basically specify this as the name. I'm going to go ahead and click Next. It's going to think through. Already, it's thought through and basically said, you know what, all the prerequisites have met. I get the opportunity to customize it further, but you know what, I don't want to. I just want to get this thing deployed. So I'm going to click Finish, and now we can watch for just a couple minutes. And at the end of this, what's going to happen is we are fully loaded to get Direct Access deployed.
What's it going to be like for a slightly larger client with larger infrastructure? Because that really was just about three clicks, and that's it.
Yeah. So, you know, we know that a lot of our customers are much, much, much larger organizations, and they've got, you know, very specific customized needs for remote access. So we're really excited. We've made a bunch of changes in Direct Access to support that. So first of all, within an individual site, you can now run network load balancing, you know, either Microsoft's own network load balancing, or you can use like a third-party server load balancer in front of the Direct Access server. So again, no need for UAG. We can actually network load balance the Direct Access servers themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We've added an additional capability, though. For our customers that have sites all around the world, you can now implement Direct Access in a multi-site format. So here you've got Direct Access servers spread out all over the world. And for our Win8 clients, those Win8 clients can basically automatically find the Direct Access edge closest to them. They'll automatically pin up that connection to that. And as they move around the world, they'll just keep moving to the remote access edge solution that's closest to them.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I like the part you made at the very beginning of all this with regards to the management aspect about this. It really is. Being a Direct Access client myself at Microsoft, and talking with other people that have deployed it as well, the admins, the IT pros, love the fact that they literally, as soon as that machine has internet connectivity and it works its way through the connection process and it's now connected, it's always connected, it's always managed. They don't have to manage those guys separately and differently from a person that's regularly inside the brick and mortar of their companies.
And one more thing I want to throw out there is we've really filled out what we call our offline domain join process. So inevitably, a lot of our customers have clients that never come into the network. They're always out on the edge. You know, I'm a customer, I may empower my employee to go to Best Buy and go buy a Windows laptop on their own. For them, we can actually run a process that's going to send them their entire configuration for both domain join and Direct Access in a blob. They can run that, and without ever having to connect to corporate network, pre-configure themselves for Direct Access offline domain join.
That's sweet. Yeah. I did not know that.
It's really exciting.
Being a guy that rebuilds the machine every once in a while and wants to be able to connect back up in the corp, that would be very sweet.
It's a great feature. We're really excited.
Well, you know, you mentioned client. I don't know if you're ready to be able to show something like that, but can you show me a little bit about what the client experience is like for a Win8 client?
Sure. So just to start off, you know, the client experience with Direct Access previously has been sort of its best and worst feature. We had a very transparent client experience, and the transparent client experience was great for the end user because you don't want to burden the end user with extra stuff that they need to click on.
Right.
At the same time, it tended to make troubleshooting challenging because we didn't really have a good UI for IT pros to sort of go in and figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So in Win8, we've actually made a bunch of changes to the UI for DA that I can actually show you.
Okay, sure.
So here we are, we're going to go ahead and open up a Direct Access client that I've got configured. This is using actually our advanced setup, so we actually see some of the advanced functions I've enabled.
Okay.
So within this client, and this client, by the way, is completely disconnected from my simulated corporate network. This is actually on a simulated home network, connected to a simulated internet, connected to a simulated corporate network. So one of the things I want to show you is this is a Win8 desktop, and it's got some background images built into it. But one of the things we've implemented in Windows 8 is this idea of charms, and this is sort of how you get to some of those typical system tasks.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm actually just going to single click on the network shortcut, and we'll actually see on the charms bar on the right-hand side, actually going to get prompted, and it's going to show us things like our Direct Access connection.
Yeah, okay.
One of the things, and this one's actually connected properly right now, but one of the things that if there's a problem, if it can't connect to the internet, if it can't contact the Direct Access server, if we see a problem with network access protection and some of the posture evaluation, we actually, in really, really plain English, tell the user exactly what's going on. So you'll actually see warning text right here. So as a user contacts their help desk, they get some clues to help the help desk help them. We've also, you know, sort of added to this little Direct Access properties applet. Within here, again, we sort of reiterate the status. Now that we support multi-site, we also give the customer the ability to manually override their multi-site selection.
Yeah.
So in this case, I've auto-selected my Edge 1 site. However, I have the option to connect my two Edge 1 site, which just happens to be the second site. And of course, I've got the tools necessary to do things like logs and diagnostic collections so that I can send this off to my help desk.
That looks way better than previous iterations.
It does.
Because troubleshooting was always one of those issues that I had. It's like, where do I go for more help? And that's all that sort of stuff.
And like most things we've done in Windows Server 2012, we've actually got full PowerShell support for Direct Access, both on the server side as well as the client side. There's quite a few client-side commands for Direct Access to help both the users and the IT pros help do some troubleshooting.
Ease of setup, better user experience, better troubleshooting, better functionality from the perspective of being able to do offline joins and more. Anything else that you missed?
You know, that's most of it. I can also say, you know, we've spent a lot of time working on performance. And as we get close to the release of Windows Server 2012, we're hopefully going to be able to share some performance numbers. But we've done a lot of work around making Direct Access super, super performant. And we're talking many magnitudes of performance improvements over what we were doing in Windows 2008 R2. So lots more clients on much smaller hardware. Everybody loves that.
Sweet, man. Well, geez. Thanks. I know you got you got some more booth duty to do, and you also have to go off and do some more sessions. So
yeah.
Thanks a lot, Josh. Great. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Have a good day.